Ensemble Galilei has been mining the rich traditions of folk and early music for 25 years. They've played in concert halls and churches across the United States, Canada, and Mexico, and for 6 years, two of its members played weekly at Walter Reed Hospital, providing the comfort and consolation that only music can to wounded warriors. This weekend, they will unveil their latest CD, From Whence We Came, an eclectic mix of original compositions and music from around the globe. This is a tune called Lindsay's Keys. Carolyn Surik wrote this piece. She plays viola da gamba in Ensemble Galilei, and Catherine Montoya plays recorders and whistles on the album, and they both join me this morning here in Studio A. It's great to see you both. Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Nice to be here.
And this record is really great. So, Carolyn, the whole raison d'etre of Ensemble Galilei in a lot of ways has to do with the collaborations you do with non-musicians. You've collaborated with people like folks from the Hubble Space Telescope or National Geographic. Tell us about that kind of work.
Well, we love doing that. I mean, we of course love doing straight-ahead concerts, but there's something wonderful about marrying words and music, and sometimes words and music and images. And we feel like it's a really powerful artistic medium. Really, really good.
You got a project like that in the works right now?
We do.
Up,
we
right?
got a crazy new project coming up, and that is very, very theatrical, working with three actors and four musicians, and it's very much in process. We've been working on it for a couple of years now, and it's so much more amazing than we thought it was going to be. It was like kind of like, wow.
What's the subject matter?
The subject matter is Galileo and his relationship with his daughter, Maria Celeste, and it's very funny, and it's heartbreaking, and it's beautiful, and it's goofy. It's kind of one of those, and sort of winsome.
Winsome,
yes.
And of course, daddy-daughter stuff is always, you know, there's lots of stuff in there.
Well, and you have the Pope, too. So you have sort of the conflict between, like, who do I mean, he put his daughter in the monastery, and so she has these two fathers. She's got, or three, you know, she's got the Pope, and she's got God, and she's got her father, and they are in crisis with each other. I mean, those at that time. Anyway.
Yeah, so now these things, this isn't the kind of deal where you like go commission a script from somebody, they write it and they give it to you and you produce it. You're all collaborating.
We are. And that is, as anyone who has done a lot of collaboration knows, the more collaborating you do, the harder it is.
Writing by committee can be difficult.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a bit of another track. This one features you, Catherine. This is a tune called John, Come Kiss Me Now. That's so nice. Now, when you put together a tune like that, it's not like, you know, in my business, you know, this weekend on Sunday afternoon, I'm doing the Fauré Requiem and the Durafle Requiem. You go to the music store, you ask for the Fauré Requiem, they give you the music, mm-hmm. you do it, you go and you play it, right?
Yep.
It's pretty straightforward. But for this kind of music, you know, stuff that comes from folk traditions and from various places, how do you find this repertoire and how do you figure out how to arrange it?
Well, this particular piece comes from a collection called the Division Violin that was published in the 1680s or something like that. And it works great on various treble instruments, and it's based on a ground bass, and it's just all these divisions on a very, very simple bass line.
Yeah, so it wasn't necessarily written for a recorder or pipes or something. It might have been written for Lord knows what, right?
Yeah, you know, probably violin in mind, but it, you know, it works for a number of different instruments. And
yeah.
I thought it'd be nice, since the bass line is so simple, just to have Jackie play with me to add some more rhythm. And it's just a tune I like very much.
And so. Jackie is playing percussion.
He's playing baron. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. Let's listen to a little bit of Telemann. This is a track from a Telemann sonata for viola da gamba. Carolyn, your instrument. Thank you. So this is an established, you know, Baroque composer, Telemann. What's nice about records like this is that this music is from all over the map. I mean, it's stuff that you've written yourself,
right,
you know,
right.
Contemporary music in that way, as well as music, you know, from the 1600s, the 1700s. You just grab it from all parts of the bag, don't you?
We do. And in fact, this is a medley of two pieces. So the first piece is the Telemann, the first movement of the sonata. And then the second piece is a Swedish piece. And you're like, do those two pieces really work? I mean, what is the relationship between those two pieces? And this particular CD, I think, is really fascinating because more than any other project that we've ever done, it really is like walking into a journey. I mean, like you just sort of, a piece starts and you start in one place and then it turns a corner and you sort of see a different landscape in front of you. And I was very interested sequencing it. Like when you're sequencing a CD, you're deciding which piece goes in which spot. What is the order of the tracks? And it was a fascinating project to try to sequence, because what you really are doing in something like this, unlike like music and that's an all Irish CD, or even the Beethoven string quartets, where, you know, each piece goes to the next piece and you don't make those decisions. On a recording like this, you're really deciding what comes next and what makes sense to come next and what happens to the listener as you take them on this journey. It was really, really fascinating and really exciting.
Yeah, this is another medley. We won't have time to play the whole medley, but this is a tune that starts with Sophie's Slip Jig. Catherine, you play all over the world with Baroque ensembles and early music ensembles. Excuse me, you play classical music, you play folk music and stuff. When you work with Ensemble Galilei, what do you think sort of sets that apart, that experience apart for you?
I think part of it is that when they play with an audience or when they're on stage, sometimes in classical music, there's more of a barrier between you and the audience. And with this group, that barrier comes down very quickly. They talk to the audience. It's just a very intimate and fun way of performing and making music.
Well, this CD is a lot of fun to listen to, and I appreciate both of you guys coming by and telling us about it and break a leg with it. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having
us.
Carolyn Surik and Catherine Montoya of Ensemble Galilei. The new CD is called From Whence We Came. There's a CD release concert tonight in Annapolis at St. Margaret's Church, tomorrow night at St. Mark Presbyterian Church in Rockville, and on Sunday afternoon back in Annapolis at the Barn House. We've got details on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. Nathan Sterner is our co-host, director, and engineer. Rob Sivek and Jonah McCone produced the program. And this morning, we're pleased to welcome to the Maryland Morning team producer Kathleen Cahill. Scott Seiss helps us out as well. Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville gives us our Java fix. You can find them online at zekescoffee.com. Thanks to Chris Kennedy and Clean Cuts for their theme song. Tune in Monday with the opening enrollment period for health insurance beginning this weekend. I'll talk to Kevin Lindemood from Healthcare for the Homeless, and we'll go to the theater. Kwame Kwe Arma joins me to talk about changes at Baltimore's Center Stage. J. Wynn Russick will review the new show at the Everyman Theater, and we'll also check out the Charm City Fringe Festival. And by the way, don't forget to set your clocks back tomorrow night. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Happy Halloween.